This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for October the 24th, 2022. The name of the patient is Harold Peck. The last name is P-E-C-K. Harold is the first name, H-A-R-O-L-D. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 92-year-old white male that is originally from Pennsylvania that comes down to spend the winter in Florida, period. He has the primary doctors in Pennsylvania, and we follow him for the CKD stage 5 in our office, period. The patient had a catheter placement that in the peritoneum that has been buried for 3 years, period. The patient has nephrosclerosis. He maintains a serum creatinine that is 4.75 milligrams per cent with a estimated GFR that is 12 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any hyperkalemia. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. There is no evidence of gastrointestinal symptoms. He has been very stable. When he goes back to Pennsylvania at the end of the winter, the patient is evaluated by his doctors over there, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Today, the blood pressure is 140 over 72, and the estimated weight is 147 pounds, which is similar to the prior determinations. Number three, anemia that is related to CKD. Interestingly, we saw that the patient has evidence of a borderline low B12. For that reason, we're going to start him on B12 supplementation, 1,000 micrograms in the parenteral. The wife is a registered nurse, and she will apply it. Following number, the patient has a history of cystic lesions in the kidneys, liver, and pancreas that have been evaluated by an MRI on a yearly basis. The last MRI was done on October 13, 2022. No changes were detected. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism. The serum PTH is 107. There is no evidence of hyperphosphatemia. Kidney transplant is not being pursued at this time. Following number, the patient has history of gout and hyperuricemia. The uric acid is under control. The patient will have the iron store checked for the next appointment. Thanks a lot for letting us participate in the care of Mr. Peck. We're going to reevaluate the case in a year. Reviewing the lab and the prior visits, I spent 15 minutes. In the face-to-face conversation, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.